101 Country, KPNC, Ponca City. It is 9 o'clock. Good morning, and good morning, Senator Coleman.
And good morning, Sean, and good morning also to Truman Ferguson, who's on the phone with us, Reverend Truman Ferguson of Woodlands Christian Church. Truman, how are you doing this morning?
Doing great, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing good. I ran into Truman in the grocery store on Saturday, and we measured 6 feet apart.
Yes.
And carried on a conversation. Truman is my minister. I'm a member of Woodlands Christian Church, and Truman did your first Facebook Live sermon on Sunday, Truman. It looked good from my standpoint. How did you feel about doing a sermon from Facebook?
Well, it was my first time, and a pastor friend of mine was really nice. He sent me a text with a little thing in it that said that pastors that are doing things online usually look like Bin Laden hostages. So I tried not to do that, and so I felt like that things went well. God blessed it, I think.
Yeah, and I had to give Truman a hard time in the store too, Sean. I said, will you be able to see me? Because my eyes might be closed. But I stayed awake through the whole sermon, Truman. You did a fantastic job, and it's just one of the many things we've got to adapt in these times. And one of the things I wanted to do, Truman, was just get some of my powerful prayer friends and do a prayer on the radio. It's called a daily devotional. And Truman, if you would please just lead us in prayer this morning.
I will, Bill, and I thank you for this opportunity. I think prayer is the answer, and I appreciate you doing this. So if everybody would just join me in prayer this morning. Father in heaven, we just thank you, first of all, for being our Father. We thank you for your promises. We know that you've promised us that as your children, anything that we have to go through on this earth, that you will go through that with us and be there for us. And we thank you for your presence in this very, very uncomfortable time. And Lord, we do pray for those that are out there on the front lines, ones that are trying to minister medically to the ones who have this virus. And I thank you that they're even willing to put their life on the line to help others and save others. And I thank you for them and pray your blessings on them. I pray they would have the equipment and the things that they need to minister to these people. Lord, we do pray for those that have this virus, and we pray for the families of those who have the virus. We do lift up the families that have lost loved ones to this virus. And Lord, we know that that count gets higher all the time. I pray for those in our county that have this virus already, and we just know, Lord, that you're still in charge. You are the God of the universe, and you created and sustain all of this. And Lord, we just lift it up to you and leave it in your hands. And Lord, I pray that you'd help us individually to continue our hygiene regimen, that we would continue to wash our hands. We would continue to disinfect things. And Lord, I just pray that we would do our part. We know that you're going to do your part. And Father, I thank you for all of our elected officials, citywide, county, state, government. I pray for the governments around the world, Father, that you would urge them to work together to be able to battle this deadly virus. And God, last of all, we just leave it in your hands. And I thank you for all of those that are doing everything they can. And I know, Lord, that if we just continue to lift it up in prayer to you, that you're going to be here for us, and you're going to take care of us, and you're going to take care of this problem. So, Lord, we do leave it in your hands. I thank you for all those who are praying with me today. And I pray that we would continue to pray, continue to come to you and ask you for the help that we need. And we thank you for what you're going to do, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Truman, thank you very much. I appreciate that. You and Donna,
thank you.
You and Donna, take care, and I'll try to not be in my pajamas Sunday during your next sermon.
As long as I can't see you, that'll be okay, Bill.
All right, Reverend Truman.
Hey, God bless you, man.
Thank you, Truman. Appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you so much. We appreciate it. That is the Daily Devotional.